We're holding in Bashot Aran in the which edition is this? In the Hotzat Machon Shalem, it's page Gimel, and in the Mosad Harav Kook edition, it's page Hey. We're in the first Drush, and the Ran had told us about the concept that when it comes to the physical world, when you combine things, so the combined effort, so to speak, the thing that you create when you combine things can have the positive attributes of its components and not the negative attributes of the components. That together you can have a new creation which far surpasses the individual traits of each of its components. And we gave an example from a football team where one guy is a good quarterback, another guy is a good offenseman, and another guy is a good defenseman. Together they make a good football team, even though each one has his own lackings, but together they make a good team. And the lackings of each does not bring down the team, because each one has his position where we use his strengths. V'alzeh atzad asher imta lanu ahavaya hativit, and in this manner that nature, so to speak, has taught us the truth of this concept. So, in this manner, humashe hefligu lanu rabotenu zal b'shivcho u'moro'o shel tzibur. That's why our sages expanded so much about how praiseworthy and how awesome a congregation is. Ad she'amru, till our sages said, le'olam te'yeimat tzibur alecha. A person should always have the awe of the congregation upon him. Ad she'matzinu she'ne'enash adon ha'nevi'im bazeh, to the extent that we find that the master of all prophets, Moshe Rabbeinu, was punished because of the way he treated the congregation. The omro, when Moshe Rabbeinu said to the people, shim'una ha'morim, listen you rebellious ones. So Moshe Rabbeinu had an issue with the Jewish people at that time. They were doing things that were improper. But nonetheless, when he turned to the congregation and degraded the congregation as a whole, he got punished for that. And even though the individuals of the congregation, each one individually was rebellious. Individually, they were fitting for this. Yes.
How the prophets claimed all these people of Israel
to rebuke,
rebuking this, you are going to stab on the neck, we are like,
I don't know.
This bad woman.
I don't know. V'aminan beperkama de Kiddushin, and we say in the first chapter of Kiddushin, וחיתם בני שיחלי לא מיקרו בני תשמע בנים שחלים הימא. You might think that if the children are foolish, so then God says, you're not my children. So that's why the Pasuk says in the prophets, בנים שחלים הימא, they're foolish children. So our sages saw the positive in that. They said, you see, even when we're foolish, God says, you're my children. וחיתם, you might say, בנית לא מהמנה לא מיקרי בנים. Children who are not trustworthy aren't called children. Tashma, we find in the prophet, banim lo emun bam. They are my children who are not trustworthy. So our sages again saw the positive in that. They said, you see, God says they're my children, even when they're not trustworthy. Ratzu bezeh, what our sages meant to teach us in this, she'af al pi shekol echad mitzad atzmo eino ra'uy lezeh. Even though each individual is not fitting, he does not have the right to claim this. You're not living up to your end of it. But individually, so we don't have a right to this. But mitzad itztalfuto lezulato, but when we combine with the other, yikneh haklal, then the congregation as a whole acquires shevach uma'ala yotel mima shera'uy mitzad patav. The congregation can acquire praise. The congregation can acquire elevation far beyond what its individuals can acquire. כאשר קנו המורכבים כולם סגולות ומעלות אשר לא היו בנפרדים אשר קופצו מהם.
Just as we explained earlier, in the world of nature, you have things that are composed. A human is composed of this chemical and that chemical, and everything together makes a human being, which is much greater than his components. So too in the spiritual world, we say when individuals unite, they can attain heights that each individual alone could never attain. וכבר רמזו לנו בחלבנה שהוסמים סמני הקטורת. And our sages already alluded to this concept with the frankincense, which is one of the spices of the ktores. והיה מן הנראה שתפסיד אותם נפסיד הריח הזה.
We know frankincense has a bad smell. So we might think that it would harm the smell of the ktores.
ואם כל זה, nonetheless, אם תלנו הנבואה, the prophecy has clarified to us, has really explained to us truthfully, שאינם שלימות זולתה, that without the frankincense, the ktores is not complete.
כי כן העניין בהצטרף עמנו בעבודתו להשם יתברך.
So too, when the Jewish people unite in the service of God, החוטאים והפושעים, if we unite together with us the sinners and rebellious ones, שלא יפסידו עבודתנו, אבל תהיה בזה יותר שלמה.
Not only don't they detract from our service of God, but when they are part of the congregation, then our service is more whole.
That's why we begin the Yom Kippur, the Holy of Holy services, with a nullification of the bands. If people have been excommunicated, a person is being improper towards his wife. So sometimes a form of punishment is that we excommunicate him. We say we're not talking to this person until he treats his wife properly. If the rabbis find out that someone's been treating his wife unfairly, so sometimes it can reach a point. Obviously, this is an extreme case. It doesn't happen often, but it can reach a point where the rabbis will say that we excommunicate him. Well, when we enter the Yom Kippur prayer, we begin by saying all the people that we've had to distance for one reason or another. If a person opens his store on Shabbos and sells chazir, so we're not going to give him an aliyah. We're not going to give him honors in shul.
Well, when we begin the Yom Kippur prayer, we say, Anu matirim, we hereby permit the avaryanim, the people who are gangsters, we permit them to join our service tonight.
On Yom Kippur, we say we want all the Jewish people together, because if you don't have everyone together, then we lose. If I stand in prayer and my neighbor, who's a mafia man, he's not with me in shul because he's a mafia man and we don't want him in our shul. Well, on Yom Kippur, we say, no, God says, it's more important to me that you all unite. Even the guy who still has to do tshuva for being a mobster. So we permit the avaryanim, the sinners, we say, even though the guy is a problematic person, he still has to repent for everything he's done, but he's part of the Jewish people. And the Jewish people are not complete unless he is with us in prayer. And just as the frankincense, when it stands on its own, has a smell that's bothersome, but when it unites with the other spices, that's when they are complete. So do we, when we stand in prayer, if we don't unite even with those that spiritually give off a bad smell, if we don't unite with them, we are incomplete. And not only don't they detract, but rather they give completeness to the congregation. And the next stage, the Ran is going to analyze why does it work this way, that it seems to be counterintuitive.